And the weather outside, for a change,
is frightful.
Is not frightful.
And the fire is so delightful. Let it snow. Let it snow. So last night, I'm laying in bed, and the house is rocked by thunder and lightning. It is so loud. But I didn't hear any rain. Mm-hmm. And then this morning, David texts, we had a quarter of an inch at our house. But I didn't even hear it rain. And I'm like, you didn't hear any of that thunder at all? He heard nothing. And it was so loud. I mean, it was, I was awake for a while. It was that loud. He heard, he slept through the whole thing. Didn't even know what happened.
I didn't realize it was that loud. I heard it, but I didn't wake up and go, oh my goodness.
Well,
I heard a little bit of rain.
We're probably 5 miles apart.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Maybe it struck a tree in my backyard. I haven't looked. I don't know. Sometimes the wind's blowing just right. It can sound like it's right there, but yet it's miles away. So
I'm starting to get creeped out by the trees at our house.
Your trees are are they like half dead looking and in the dark with the shadows?
No,
there's
no
creepy looks. No,
it's more like you have any sort of a system move through it all, and it doesn't have.
You're
to
afraid
be
it's going to fall.
No, there are branches all over the place.
Is it, what
and
is
I
this?
See a bunch of barren branches up there. Oaks are...
Pin oaks have lots of little dead branches that fall off all the time.
I think oaks do, too.
Not a big, nice white oak or something, I don't think so.
And then oaks tend to, they'll let a limb die, and then it'll just sit there. And it'll just
hang on forever.
and you think, well, I can reach up and pull that down, and you try that, and you can hang a swing off of it.
Yeah. Even though it really looks dead. We had ours cleaned out recently, but we have pin oaks. So know that there's dead things hanging up there, and then there's little branches that die off. There's a lot of extra little branches in pin oaks. Not real attractive. You go through and take all the small ones out, and then it looks like a much nicer tree. But
so did you, when you had somebody come through, that you just said, lop off some of those big branches up above?
We actually said clean up the bottom and then clean out the center. So they brought the branches up another 10, 15 feet.
Oh, okay.
Because they were starting to hang down, touch the house, touch the neighbor's roof, you know. So we got rid of the low ones, and then they cleaned out just the little junk inside. Look much nicer now.
We need to. They need to come up with
huge.
They need to come up with a laser so I can just point it at that and just zzz, you know.
Or you're down there and you're directing the guy who's cutting them down. They're huge. You should not climb your oak and think about trimming those up.
Well, there are a couple of them. There's one that's real close to the house that when there are two branches that I'm looking at drop. They won't hit the house, but they may do some damage to the deck. And certainly to somebody who's sitting underneath there.
Well, hopefully if it's a high winds and a horrible storm, you won't be just sitting out on the deck watching this.
That's true.
Take care of that, Gary, while you can.
Although I go back to that time when my wife was woken up and she woke me up and said, hey, the tree just fell outside. And it really did.
But didn't hit anything.
Hit anything. It laid down very nicely in toward the pond.
That was your one lucky one.
Yeah.
You don't know about the next one.
I get one.
We have a why word today. Why. 8 letters. Beginning with why.
Why.
Meaning flexible, submissive, flexible.
You know, I started writing this word before you started giving a definition. And I'm trying to build it into 5 letters. Or you say 8 letters?
Yeah, 8-letter word beginning with Y.
5. How about this?
Wrong ending, right word.
Are you serious?
It's 8 letters.
I know that.
Yours is not.
Oh, that's right. I had 7. I'm sorry. I thought I had it 8.
You know, that normal...
Yeah.
Just throw it on there.
Yeah,
that's it. 243-4351. If you can tell me what today's Y word is, and you haven't won in the last 6 weeks, you're eligible to play. You're playing for a Bogey's Lunch Buffet. They are located at 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. You'll get your gift certificate from us. You'll take it out there Sunday through Friday. Those are the dates that you can bring out your gift certificate, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Bogey's Cafe, 1904 on Morton in Jacksonville. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes. Is it yielding?
It is yielding. And who is this?
This is Janice Hahn, H-A-H-N.
Janice Hahn. How are you today?
I'm fine.
And you're calling from?
Whitehall.
Whitehall. You know, I started writing down Jacksonville, and I knew that was wrong. Whitehall, how are you today?
I think I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It was just kind of pleasant out there this morning.
Oh, yeah. The sun's shining on the roses, Sharon, and the flowers are blooming all over.
It's a nice sunny summer day. Well, it's non-yielding with the weather. I don't know how to use that in a sentence there. Well, Janice, you stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We'll give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We need to be yielding about what the weather is going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, don't try to do that. I was just thinking the sun shining on the rose of Sharon.
Mm-hmm. Is that a...
As those Japanese beetles munch away.
We've been discussing the Japanese beetles. Our neighbor's tree looks terrible.
Oh, I know.
It's not my tree this year.
They pound them, and, you know, either you treat them, which isn't cheap, or you just suck it up and say it'll bounce back.
Well, suck it up is exactly what they tell you to you go outside, they tell you to knock them off and step on them. Like, well, that's cheap, but I'm not climbing the tree to do that.
Can you just shake it?
You get a fruit shaker.
No, yeah. That's the way to get one of those things where you just put around your belly and shake in, and all your weight will come off. Just put one of those on the tree and just shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake.
They'll like it, and they'll come back next year.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, we'll be back.
Okay.
Does your bank understand you?
Your business.
Your farm.
Your dreams.
At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help. So whether you own a business, run the family farm, or simply have big dreams, we have a full line of financial products to fit your needs. I'm Carl Moran, and I am your bank, and I can help you with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The 2016 River Country Quilt Show, featuring over 250 quilted items, will be Friday, July 29th and Saturday, July 30th at JHS. Friday's hours are 10 to 5 and Saturday 10 to 4. Weekend admission is just $5. There'll be vendors, antique bed turnings, and scissor sharpening. JHS is air conditioned and there's free parking. For quilt appraisals by Haley Bone and more information, call 245-5445. It's the annual River Country Quilt Show, July 29th and 30th at Jacksonville High School, 1211 North Diamond, Jacksonville.
Interesting. I was just reading this write-up of Angela Purley in the Howlin' Moons tomorrow night.
Purley?
Yeah, Purley. Okay. And it's not pervy, it's Purley.
Typo.
Among the instruments she'll play is the musical saw.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the exact sound in my head was making.
If I would play it, that's probably what it would sound like.
You know, I'm surprised that they can get away with bringing a saw out on stage now.
Yeah.
You hope it starts when you pull the cord. No.
No, not that kind of saw.
Oh, okay.
Although they probably
little ones have a high-pitched noise. The big ones have a real deep.
Yeah, they probably eventually will go to that.
I can't say the last time I went to a concert and saw someone
play a musical saw. You can't.
I saw them play a saw.
I saw them play a saw. I think we're planning on going tomorrow night. I'd like to see the last two. I've seen one so far. I'd like to see the last two. The one tomorrow night and the one Saturday morning. Although that may be a bit more challenging.
We are. It seems like out of town every other weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I work here early on the Saturdays that we are in town. So we do a couple of once arounds the square, and then we head home after dinner. So I've heard them all while we're in town, but we haven't actually stayed for any. I was amazed that when they pre-planned this to do every Friday night for 2 months straight, that it was, the weather is not going to cooperate with this at all. They are going to get lucky to have 2 out of 4. And so far, and I'm not jinxing anything because we already know what the weather's for Friday night anyway.
Yeah.
They have been super, super, super lucky.
Even
the heat, but, you know,
well, even when
dry
it was
is
hot,
better than wet.
Even when it was hot last Friday, I was told that it was a nice breeze through there.
Yeah. When you have outdoor concerts and you pre-plan them, you hope for the best. We mm-hmm. were up in Clear Lake, and they had a art show during the day, which was rained. It rained the entire day. And then the bands were playing, and, you know, you're sitting out there hoping for the best, and it turned out okay. Saturday. The weather was great for Sunday, but you just, yeah, you cannot pre-plan and go, yeah, it's like weddings and everything. You just hope for the best.
Tomorrow night's weather's supposed to be good. Yeah. And Saturday the 6th, 85 and mostly sunny.
So I'm thinking they might make it through the entire thing with perfect weather.
It's the way you hold your mouth when you plan.
Is that
and your tongue. You got to stick your tongue out just so far.
It's just, the weather alone could have made it, not a good experience.
Notice my grandson sticks his tongue out, too, when he's concentrating on something. It's a trait prevalent, I know, is with my dad. And it's with me. And now it's apparently going to
generations
besmirch
of
him, too.
Tongue sticker outers.
You can't do it.
I'm a proud grandparent.
First time a bug lands on there and bites you, though. That's
There are certain things that I do that I find myself, like, you know, either biting your tongue mm-hmm. or just doing something weird. I cut a lot with scissors.
Yeah.
And I have found that sometimes I'm actually mouthing open, shut, just like you would with a pair of scissors while I'm cutting. And I'm like, what am I doing? I don't know if it's, you know, you don't put on makeup, obviously, but there's times when you put on makeup and if you don't hold your mouth just right to do your eyes, it doesn't work out well.
So. But that's probably true, though. I mean, sometimes you have to adjust to.
You're trying to, I don't know what it is, but your mouth seems to think it helps with a lot more things mm-hmm. than it does.
Shaving, that's, you know, when we shave our face, yeah.
Well, you're making it smooth instead of wrinkly or something by moving your mouth around.
The side mouth
I don't know what
move.
It does with your eyes.
The side mouth move. Yeah, you know, that's a good one.
This is why we need a video camera in here.
No, we probably drive people enough nutty mm-hmm. enough as it is without seeing my ugly mug there.
Well, fortunately, the people who don't like listening to us have never walked up to me and said that, so we're good.
You know, I've never listened to you once.
Yeah, what? What do you guys do, huh? We're so prepared always, too.
Are you, is this... It's not a travel weekend for you. This is an in-town weekend.
It's right? a work weekend.
Okay.
It's the every other one. So I will be working this weekend. And then the following weekend is I will be here. No, I will be here for the last Saturday Summer Songs. And then
Okay.
Because I'm not here the following week again. And then I'll be back for that, the 11th or whatever it is. And then I'm gone 2 weeks from that again. We are, it's that time of year. Apparently, a lot of summer festivals and stuff, so we're out and about a lot. But.
And then, of course, we have the traditional rain on a Thursday, which will be next Thursday for the ice cream social.
Oh, and you know, I think the last 3 years, something has happened during the day at some point. We were not even in town last year for that.
Mm-mm.
I think we were gone, and the year before, I don't know. But
and it's probably not happened as often as I think.
Does seem like it rains in the morning or something. And that's a good fundraiser and a good time because they have usually a band and stuff like that there as well. Speaking of bands in the park, there you go. With the ice cream social, they have a little community mm-hmm. band there. But
and the forecast that day is 30% chance of rain.
Have you ever actually looked at a AccuWeather forecast, extended forecast?
Do they always call for
9% chance?
Oh, 9%?
8% chance, 11% chance. I'm thinking, is that just in case?
I think it is.
3 weeks from now, I'm going to tell you there's an 11% chance of rain that day. That's nuts.
It's a CYA move. Cover your butt.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Last night we had a 20% chance? And it rained a quarter of an inch,
mm-hmm.
or 7/10 or whatever we got here,
7/700. Yeah.
7/700 of an inch. And again, mine's not real accurate. I'm guesstimating just like they are.
I didn't even look at my gauge this morning.
Yeah. I have a lightning gauge. It's 12,000 strikes. Since when did we need to know that? You ever notice that now? You watch the weather and they're like, here's the lightning strikes. thinking they may have always been that way, but when we didn't know, it didn't seem to scare us as much as now that you know that there's a billion happening every hour.
That's like the humidor. Why did we ever need to come up with that? We already knew it was hot. You didn't have to...
It's 80, but it feels like 140.
Further belabor the point.
Now, though, you know, people used to work in the fields and be out, and yeah, they were going to work no matter what. Now we're just telling you you could drop. Be aware.
It and there are people, obviously, who are still out there working in the heat. The last couple of days, I've been surprised at how warm it has been. I don't know why, but I thought after last weekend and the weather warnings that we'd get a drop in temperature and it'd be
well, the actual temperature is still 87.
Yeah,
that's not
yeah.
cool weather. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that nowadays people aren't always drinking water and out in the sun. I don't think there was... People weren't walking out in the fields with soda pop and, you know, whatever.
Coffee.
Yeah. They drank water.
Moonshine.
You know. I don't know about those people walking.
And there have been differing studies, haven't there, been about the fluid that you put in your body, how much good coffee does for you, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's been on the plus side. It's a little bit better for you than some thought.
It has something to do with the caffeine opening the blood vessels in your brain and making it easier to think quicker early in the morning when you drink at least one cup of caffeine.
So two makes me doubly quick.
Four makes you, like, annoying. You can only have that one cup.
Uh-huh.
One cup, please. We were discussing caffeine on our trip. Some people are like, you know, I can go a day without any caffeine. I have no problem with that. But to come here in the morning, I'd much rather have at least one cup of coffee and just mentally think that I'm going to do better. It makes me think that I feel better. No, I don't know.
Whether it happens or not.
Weekends, if I'm not
care.
Working, I don't have to have coffee at all.
I get to walk with the kids this morning at the McEvers. So.
Oh, you are. Aw. Are you going to be out on the golf course today? There,
yes, Gary? I am. This morning I will
that
be.
That sounds awful. With the sun shining, 76 degrees.
I know, yeah.
A light breeze out of the west.
I'm looking forward to it. Even better tomorrow.
Oh, man. You lucky dog.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, what did they say, 200 kids, something like that, when they were talking to me yesterday?
I think 180 was
Jeepers.
The final count here.
Very good.
Yeah.
Looking Have fun.
I will.
No yelling at the children.
No. I'll tell them, you know, you can backhand me with your driver if you want to, if I get to.